We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but never duplicated, 3738. Now get this, come September 2024, it'll be 40 years of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I'll never forget, Charles J. starts me, calls me on the phone back in 1984. I'm a policeman in San Francisco at the Potrero Station, and he wants me to do 10 minutes of radio. I go, we'll call it Ring Talk. I said, okay, we'll call it Ring Talk. And then 4 years later, after doing radio with him for 4 years, we broke off and did our own thing. So the bottom line is, we've been kicking ass now for 40 years, knocking out all bumps. Straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez. If you didn't know that, of course, I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer, so I bring a unique combination of dance. I am not your average Pedro. Check me out on Twitter, not average Pedro. Of course, last night, down under, Vasyl Lomachenko, 38 years old, 48 years old. God knows how old those Russians are, but the bottom line is the kid from Ukraine looked very good last night. Of course, they're taking apart George Kambosos over 10 rounds. Kambosos not much coming in other than the fact that he beat Teofimo Lopez at one point in time. But then again, Tio, hot and cold. But the bottom line is last night, Kambosos was not in Vasyl Lomachenko's league and was stopped in 10 rounds. We'll talk about that and more. Of course, Ryan Garcia, is he on PEDs? Is he not on PEDs? The heavyweight championship goes down next week. Oleg Usyk, of course, challenging Tyson Fury. Or is Tyson Fury the uncrowned champion now because Francis Ngannou beat him and then Joshua beat Francis Ngannou? Lots of complications here. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Coming to you on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio, and of course, Viv TV, and the WBC TV channel, coming to you on Facebook. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
We take it from the soul side of town, Oakland, California, to the UK and bring in Sir Kenneth Rainford. Of course, Charles, King Charles, the king has been ill lately, so he hasn't had a chance to knight my next guest, but straight up, he should be knighted. Sir Kenneth Rainford, how's life treating you?
It's doing good, Pedro. Long time no speak.
Yeah, somebody said it's been since December. That's a long time for you and I not to go talking. So the bottom line is I feel compelled to want to talk to you quite often. Of course, now you're going to Saudi Arabia with the champ?
I am indeed. I fly out Tuesday afternoon. I'll be there Tuesday evening, and then it's all guns blazing for the fight Saturday.
Is Tyson Fury embarrassed over the fact that he got slapped around by an MMA guy?
Do you know what? I think every fighter goes some stage in their career where they take someone who they think they're just going to walk through and beat up and look spectacular with, and it goes...
Juan Rodriguez, Kenny. Juan Rodriguez. I used to beat him up in the gym. I dropped him with body shots, okay? I mean, that's dominating, dude. When you drop him with body shots, I got into a real fight with him and he kicked my ass.
Really?
I didn't train. My mother was saying to me, you know, maybe you should be sprinting a little bit more. I said, Mom, the guy's a bum. That's what I said to her. Yeah. Mom, the guy's a bum. The guy's a bum. And I kept saying that. And then she said to me afterwards, he wasn't a bum, was he, Pete?
Well, this is it. And the whole story with Ngannou stems back to the Prince wanting someone to put in front of Tyson Fury that would make him look spectacular. And he thought this was the guy. And unfortunately, it may have been the case if he'd have trained, but he didn't. And he didn't train as he should have done. And the whole spectacular brought Ngannou into big paydays, which is I'm good for him for.
Time out, Kenny. $50 million. He made $20 million on one fight and $30 million on another. The most he ever made with the MMA guys when he sold out an arena one night for $8 million. Right? $8 million. That's not counting the pay-per-view money. He got $500,000 plus a $50,000 bonus from Dana White. Dana White's a pimp. When I say pimp on this air, I mean pimp.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean he just uses these fighters to make huge amounts of money for himself. He's the Don King of the MMA.
No. Here's what's up. Don King left a few nickels for guys. Okay?
Yeah.
I think Don left a few nickels for guys. Besides, you know, Don didn't screw me or you. You know what I'm saying? Right?
Oh, No, that's exactly right. You know.
So we have nothing but neutral and or positive interactions with him. People said to me the other day, how can you like that man? Well, at one point in time, he wanted to be the best man at my wedding. I was going to get married like 5 years ago, and he said, "Pay to hear me." He heard me proposing to this girl. She was in Colombia, and I'm proposing on the phone. He says, "I want to be the best man." So DK wants to be the best man. We're setting this all up and everything. And the chick canceled out about 2 weeks before. We were living together in the city by the bay of San Francisco. We weren't getting along. She said, maybe we shouldn't get married. We didn't, and that was that. But DK was going to be the best man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've got nothing bad to say about Don King personally.
Except he kills people.
Yeah, well, you know, he's got a checkered past. You know, a lot of fighters have got that. You know, Larry Holmes loves him.
Oh, no, here's what's up. Listen, the first guy that Don shot to death, the guy robbed his book. He was a bookie. So he's running a bookie, numbers, and they're betting it. The guys are betting underworld bets and this kind of stuff in his office there in Cleveland, in Ohio. And some guy walks in and robs him with a gun. And the guy stuck a gun in Henrietta's face. Henrietta would later become Henrietta King. That would later become his wife, okay? But yeah. At that point in time, it was his partner's wife. And yeah. That's what went down. So he stuck the gun in Henrietta's face. When the guy turned around, Don shot him in the back. That was the end of him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't turn your back on Don King.
I'm telling you. Do you know the funny story about Don, though? This is a real good one. And you can't have, all the cameras were on him. And they said, is it true that you stole off Muhammad Ali and other fighters? And he went, hell, of course I did. Of course I did. He said, but why'd you do that, Don? He said, well, if I didn't do it, someone else would have.
You know, listen, King and I have went back and forth, and he's flown me around the world. He's caught me cheating on travel tickets and all that kind of good stuff, and he didn't dog me for. I told you that story, right, where he was flying me around for those King Vision broadcasts. He was flying me business and or first class, and I was cashing in the tickets before I got there and flying coach.
Oh, no, you didn't tell me that one, now.
Yeah, I made about $7,000 doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, come on, man. I mean, he sent me to Malaga, Spain, right? He sent me to Malaga, Spain to do some stuff for him. So I go to Spain, I go to Madrid. It's like a $4,000 ticket. I mean, it's a first class ticket, a $4,000 ticket. So I went to the airport. I said, can I get a coach ticket? The coach ticket was like $600. I mean, holy cow. And I'm only 150, 160 pounds at the time. I can fit in any seat, man. No problem whatsoever. So that's how I pocketed all that money. And then one time he finds out, we're in Puerto Rico, and he says to me, Don wants to see you in his office, and he ain't happy. I said, oh, man, look at you. He goes, man, you've been cashing in those tickets, huh? I said, yeah. He goes, MF, if you're ever late, you're fired. And he left it at that.
Yeah. He probably admires you for it.
I thought that was a good hustle before 9/11.
That's the Don King hustle. Don would have done exactly the same thing.
Okay. Oleg Usyk, 21-0, 14 KOs. He's small. Tyson Fury is 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", 270 pounds, whatever. Anyway, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. Will size be the determining factor here?
Well, let me tell you, I stood with the two of them in October. Tyson Fury, 6'9". Usyk, I was expecting to be about 6'2". He's not. He's about 6'4". Mm-hmm. Either he's got these elevated shoes on, or he was a lot bigger than what I thought he was. I know that Tyson Fury has had Ty Mitchell, who's a big cruiserweight, sparring with him, and he's also a southpaw. And they've been working each other to death. Whether Ty Mitchell's the kind of sparring partner he needs for Usyk, I don't know. But I'm going to go with Tyson Fury, late stoppage or a point win.
You know, I've always been a proponent of size. I just have. I mean, when I've been bigger than guys, I've never lost to a smaller guy, Kenny.
Yeah.
I mean, I just said, any guys, well, I remember when they told me, yeah, so-and-so is moving up from 132 to 139. I'm going, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah. I'm celebrating. Let him move up in weight.
Yeah. And Usyk's a counterpuncher. Is he going to be tall enough to counterpunch a big guy like Fury? He did it with Anthony Joshua, but, you know, Fury's a different thing, and he's up for this fight.
He's up for this fight, and that's what's important. Because the guy's a mental case, you and I know that to an extent, and when he's not ready, he's not ready. He wasn't ready for the Ngannou fight. Obviously, he looked fatter than a pig, but, you know, I've seen some pictures of him lately, and he looks like, unless they're doing Photoshop, he looks like me. He looks lean.
Oh, he is lean. There's no two ways about it. He is lean. The danger, of course, as you know yourself, Pedro, is overtraining.
Man, I never overtrained. I never...
because I only fought three rounds. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I didn't have to go 12 or 15 rounds, anything like that. So the overtraining thing was never an issue. It was when they had to send me away. I mean, when they would say to me, you know, you're 135 pounds now, and you're supposed to be 139. Go away for a couple days, stuff like that. So it was cool. You know, I had my fun. Listen, when I look, today's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to Kenny Rainford's mom.
Yeah.
No, don't laugh, man. Hey, listen, if it wasn't for our mothers, we wouldn't be who we are, Kenny.
I'm telling you, my mother is the greatest human being I've ever known. So there you go.
And I'll say this. I'll never forget. I lost that fight that we just talked about with Juan Rodriguez where I got lit up like a White House Christmas tree, okay? So I went home, and the house is dark, and my mother's smoking a cigarette. She was a bad cigarette smoker. That's what killed her. But she's smoking a cigarette in the front room, so I can see the flame of her cigarette lighting up. You know, she's hitting it, right? She goes, come here. I said, yeah. So I walk in the front room. She goes, listen, I'm not going to let you embarrass yourself or the family. I said, say what? She goes, yeah. She goes, you weren't ready for this fight. Either you want to get ready for these fights, either you want to prepare yourself 100%, Pete, or you just don't do it. And I'm going, but Mom, Bob. She goes, no buts. She goes, he kicked your ass tonight. She goes, and you're much better than him. You got tired. You look like you had asthma. I mean, she read me the riot act, man. Of course, then I never failed as far as conditioning was concerned after that ever.
Yeah.
It's your mother, man. Your mother can kick you in the ass better than anybody else.
Oh, without a doubt. When you go on, when you were talking about overconfidence and stuff, I remember having a conversation with Kenny Norton many years ago now. When he fought Jerry Quarry, admittedly, Quarry was maybe behind his best days were behind him, but they sparred together in 1970 when Kenny was raw, and Jerry dropped him with a left hook to the body, and the spar got stopped. Kenny Norton said, from that day on, I always wanted to get revenge on Jerry Quarry. He knew that once he improved around about, say, 73, 74, he knew in his mind he could beat Jerry Quarry.
You know what's funny is that I interviewed Jerry Quarry at the L.A. Forum before he had that last fight in the Colorado where that guy almost killed him, and then he died less than 2.5 years later from pugilistic dementia. But Jerry was an interesting guy. He knocked out Ernie Shavers in one round.
I know he did, yeah. And you know what? I remember after the fight, he said, oh, I didn't feel any, you know, he caught you a couple of times. Yeah, I didn't feel a thing. And yet years later, I think it was about 1978 or 79, he wrote an article in, I think it was Ring Magazine or one of them, The Truth Behind the Shavers Fight. And he gave Ernie a glowing report saying Ernie hit him with a jab which loosened three of his teeth. He hit him with that. And he was raving about Ernie's power, yeah, on the day, whether there was a bit of hatred going on. He didn't want to give Ernie any credit in the day. He just said, no, I didn't feel any of the shots, you know. But afterwards, this compelling article, he basically said every shot that Ernie hit him with, it was like a flash of lightning.
Yeah, Ernie was a good guy. Let's take a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. We'll bring back Sir Kenneth Rainford. Listen, King Charles is sick. So nobody can get through to this guy. I'm trying to get Sir Kenneth here knighted. Well, does somebody have a connection with the king? Call me and let me know.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508, 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Everybody you name are with me for money and for what they can get. I don't have no friends. I wrote a poem that says, friendship is a priceless gift that cannot be bought nor sold, but its value is far greater than a mountain made of gold. For gold is cold and lifeless. It can neither see nor hear. And in time of trouble, it is powerless to cheer. Gold, it has no ears to listen, no heart to understand. It cannot not bring you comfort or reach out a helping hand. So when you ask God for a gift, be thankful if he sends not diamonds, pearls, or riches, but the love of real, true friends. See, friends are very rare.
Ali tried to explain the concept of friendship to me in a van one time. We're cruising through China. He sort of got his point across, but that basically spells it all right there. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. I want to mention the WBC Fighter of the Year was Pedro Guevara. Last night, he beat Andrew Maloney in a WBC 115-pound title fight down there in Australia, and I was much impressed with that. Did you get to see that, Sir Kenneth?
I haven't seen boxing for quite some time. I caught up with the Canelo fight earlier on today, but I've been just so busy, I've got a whole load of boxing to catch up on.
Well, you can skip the Canelo fight. You know why? Because he carried Munguia after about the fourth round. I mean, all in all, Munguia landed a few shots, and people said, oh, boy, but I thought it was one Mexican carrying the other Mexican and not wanting to make him look bad.
Really?
Yeah. That's the way it went 12. I mean, because I looked at Munguia's record. He's 43-0, or he was 43-0 with a draw coming in. But the bottom line is, most of those guys he fought, 39 or 40 of those guys he fought, weren't worthy.
Right, okay.
You know, so yeah, tell me.
I've seen the highlights of the body shot where he dropped him with a, sorry, not a body shot, an uppercut.
Oh, yeah, that was nice. All right, but let's go. Let's talk about Benavidez and Canelo. Do people in the UK recognize that Benavidez is as talented as he is, 28-0, 24 KOs?
Oh, most definitely. He's definitely a gifted fighter. No two way about it.
Okay. And if you were ranked number one for 3 years and the WBC didn't give you a title shot with Canelo over a title they took off your waist at a weigh-in because you lost it because you didn't make the weight, what would you do?
Well, number one, you stay active. You pick the right fights and you just holler out for that title shot back. You know, you can't keep a fighter 3 years in line waiting for a title shot.
So you sue them like Graciano Roccagini did. I mean, you sue these guys. Yeah. You got to sue Canelo. I mean, if they're not adhering to their own rules, they should be held in some type of contempt.
Correct. You're number one contender for a reason, and within a 12-month period of being number one contender, you get your shot.
But 3 years, the interim champion, the former champion, I mean, good Lord, number one contender, how many excuses can they come up with?
Exactly, that's it, excuses. Once it doesn't happen, it's an excuse, you know? There's no reason for it. There's no reason to fight other fighters when the number one contender's sitting there waiting in line, ready to go.
And you know what's funny is that Canelo says things, well, like he brings nothing to dance but 20 extra pounds, you know, in other words, weight bullying and that kind of good stuff. Then he says, well, the guy's not respectful, this and that. What the hell does that have to do with it? See, that's what I'm trying to say, that he carried Munguia because Munguia was respectful.
Well, do you really think Canelo would carry anyone?
If you watch this fight the other night, he definitely carried him.
Yeah, because I always think fine Canelo wants the spectacular knockout, you know, like he's done so many times before. But like you say, he's fighting out of his weight category anyway.
Yep.
But like I say, that in itself gives indications to maybe why he doesn't want to fight Benavidez.
But here's what's up. He fought Bivol. He lost Bivol unanimously across the board. Yep. Of course, that was an optional fight for him, a WBA 175-pound title. Lost that. Then he took on Ryder and Charlo and then Munguia. I mean, three guys in a row. Listen, let me tell you, Bailey Peck would put up a better shot than these guys.
Charlo came up two weights to fight him.
That's what I'm saying. Bailey wouldn't have to gain the weight, I don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, it's getting old. And you know what? Mexicans are falling for this. You know what they're saying now? They're saying, it's okay if he doesn't fight Benavidez. What? Yeah, all over social media now, Mexicans are saying, it's okay if he doesn't fight Benavidez. Benavidez is of Mexican and Ecuadorian descent and living in the United States.
Yeah, no, that's not acceptable at all. No way, shape, or form is that acceptable. You got to fight him, and that's it.
Okay, so what's up? What's up with the Ryan Garcia thing? Were you surprised he bounced Devin Haney on the floor as many times as he did?
Thank you for sharing.
Perhaps looking back, maybe not. No, you know, but you know, I think we were just overlooking a bit of power.
Well, I think he's got a glass jaw.
Yeah,
I think he just doesn't care. I mean, every time there was contact made with his chin, he sort of wobbled.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, is that his chin or is that his weight making process? I don't know.
You know, I don't want to hear this. He weighed 165 when he got in the ring. He weighed 5 pounds more than Ryan Garcia did. Ryan Garcia weighed 140. Listen, when I weighed in 139, I stepped into the ring at 143 pounds max. So I couldn't imagine. Yeah. And then one time I told you I stepped away from junior welterweight to welterweight, and I got slapped around real good, and I went back to junior welterweight in a minute. Because the size, I couldn't handle. Yeah. Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. Now, back to Devin Haney. As Ryan Garcia, is it official he's cleared the PED thing or what? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't know that yet.
It's getting old, man. It's really rough. I mean, guys, everybody's cheating, I think. Don't you think everybody's cheating and they're covering it up? A lot of people are cheating and they're covering it up, Kenny.
Oh, I mean, listen, we've got the one we got to look at is the one we're just speaking about, Canelo. Is Canelo doing all this naturally? You know, is he not cheating? I don't know. I really don't know anymore. I mean,
well, no. Canelo got caught with steroids that time, but he blamed it on his butcher. He said it was the meat.
Right. Okay. Well, there you go.
Contaminated? But, yeah. No. Contaminated Mexican meat. The entire country of Mexico is got steroid problems because of the fact they're eating the meat.
Yeah.
There's not the first time the stuff would come out of that Eddie Reynosa camp. You know that, right?
Oh yeah, correct. Yeah, but yeah, cheating. Yeah, it's a diabolical disgrace. I mean, boxing is the hardest game, bar none. And when you get people cheating in it, it just makes it even more devastating to think. You know, I don't know.
Well, I'll bring up last night's fight between Andrew Maloney and Pedro Guevara. One judge had it 115-113. And from Mongolia, one judge had it 115-113 from Mexico, and the third judge from Australia had it 116-113 the other way. In other words, she had it 8-3-1 for Maloney in a fight where he got beat easily.
Yeah,
but 8-3-1 the other way. She should be arrested for impersonating a judge.
Yeah. That kind of scoring.
What about that Harvey Dock guy a couple weeks ago with Haney? What was up with him? What was the referee doing? I mean, Ryan Garcia was acting a fool, but it looked like he bet on Haney.
Yeah, yeah. It shades again of that legendary fight. You know, three good judges, real top class judges, of which I knew two. I got to know two. Was the Holmes Cooney fight? You know, how the hell was that ever as close as it was?
Yeah, yeah. You know, when but let's be honest. At least boxing has advanced to an extent, because 100 years ago there was only one judge, and that was the referee. Or 110 years ago, was the only one judge who was a referee, and he could be bought real easily.
Yeah, yeah. What's your view on that, Pedro? Would you have the referee score a fight, or would you have three judges? Because I feel myself, the referee's got enough to do with just managing in the fight, let alone scoring.
Yeah, I think, listen, referees are not Arthur McCanny-ish. In other words, I appreciated the godfather, Arthur McCanty. He was my good friend, and, of course, he was the guy that refereed the first Ali Frazier fight, but... You know, he talked to me about it. He said that sometimes it's better for the referees to score the fights because they're in there and they get to see things, this and that. But he admitted that some referees are limited and they can't do two things. They can't walk and chew gum at the same time.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Yeah, I agree.
So, Kenny, when are you leaving?
Tuesday, 2 days.
Okay, are you flying coach?
I'm flying coach, unfortunately. Last time I flew business class. And I had the luxury of all the luxuries that go with it. But this time it's coach class, I'm afraid.
Hey, coach, listen, you and I, we're not fat. So coach is cool. Coach is cool. Yeah. You know, hey, listen, I have a friend of mine, and I don't want to mention his name, this and that, but I was talking about going to Vegas the other day, and I said to him, I said, we'll put you in a first class seat. And I looked at him, he's bigger than a first class seat.
Oh, yeah. When we went over in October, I can tell you a funny story quickly. They were all at the airport. There was Joe Calzaghe, Frank Bruno, Ricky Hatton, a whole bunch of British world champions. And we're in the waiting area waiting to get on board the plane. And Ricky Hatton says, I'm going to make the most of this flight. So I'm going to drink the plane dry, because when we get there, there's no alcohol. When he got on the plane, he failed to realize it was Saudi Airways. There is no alcohol on the plane.
Good enough. Anyway, all the best. You have a great trip. You know, I love you and I miss you, and I hope to talk to you real soon, my brother. Good luck. Listen, good health in Saudi Arabia.
No problem. God bless, buddy.
Sir Kenneth Rainford, folks. Sir Charles will knight him sooner there rather than later, believe me. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More boxing after the break.
Wake up, people. You are optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between, you have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep so you learn to sleep better night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number.
Don't miss our Labor Day special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Labor Day.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
My thing is that, you know what, we're all straight, so we know, like you said, nobody deserves to go out like this. And unfortunately, my card was dealt with, you know, having to go out like this. And, well, you know, all I can say is that I had 45 great, great, wonderful years of life. I had 20 good, wonderful, great people behind me throughout my boxing career, which is all the fans, all you guys from the press. You know, I love you guys. I appreciate all the everything you guys ever did for me.
That was Genaro Hernandez, former junior lightweight and featherweight champion, I believe. Of course, two-division champion, WBA champion out of L.A. I mean, fantastic fighter. Only lost two fights in his life, off once to Oscar De La Hoya when he had a broken nose going into the fight. Shane Mosley broke his nose about a week before the fight. They went through with the fight because it was a big payday. They couldn't, you know, turn it down. So they went into that fight and lost against De La Hoya in six rounds. And then in his last fight, he lost against Floyd Mayweather in 10 rounds. But the bottom line is, Genaro Hernandez would have been 58 years old on May the 10th. May wish him a very happy birthday. I miss the guy. He was a classy guy. I loved him. And that interview I just did with him right there, it was 3 days before he died. I was crying. It was when I had to stop myself from getting wet eyes here, but I was crying. It was an emotional day, no doubt about that. May he rest in peace, the great Genaro Hernandez. Now, last night, let's talk about Vasyl Lomachenko. Now, 18-3, of course, 13 KOs, former two-time world champion, scored an 11th round knockout against former champion George Kambosos. Kambosos now 21-3, 10 KOs, can't punch. He beat Teofimo Lopez. I still can't figure that out. I mean, think about that. He beat Lopez. Lopez, at one point in time, he fought so good to make you know what hard. But the bottom line is, something about Teofimo. I mean, he lost to Sandor Martin, then he beat Josh Taylor. He's like hot and cold, hot and cold, hot and cold. He's got some issues. I don't know if they're in or out of the ring, but the bottom line is Teofimo Lopez is an unpredictable guy, no doubt about that. But at 140 pounds, that was just 140 pounds. That's too big for Lomachenko. 135 pounds is probably where he belongs at this point in time. And last night, it wasn't that he looked so good because he was improved or better. It was that Kambosos was inferior. I mean, it was just plain old inferior competition. In other words, when I saw George Kambosos beat Teofimo, I said to myself, what's going on here? I mean, the guy looked like he had some world-class talent. But in the two fights against Haney and the fight last night, he proved one thing to me in those three fights, right? He can't fight a lick. He couldn't lick a stamp if you wet his tongue. And why do I say that? I mean, look, he didn't win a round against Haney. Haney went down there twice. Got to give Haney props for this. Haney went down and took advantage of the situation. He went down to Australia. He fought the clown twice, made twice as much money as he should have, had two easy fights, maybe lost a round, maybe two rounds in that 24 hours of sparring with the Australian. But the bottom line is Haney made some money. Of course, Haney now, if you got that voiceover ready, is that voice already? Roll the voiceover. This is Devin Haney's roll voiceover from last week.
All right, we went over the rules in the dressing room. I want Haney to win. I want a clean fight. Y'all touch gloves. Let's go.
Ryan, I know you can't fight, boy. I saw all that crazy stuff you was posting on Instagram.
Ow!
Bro, hey, bro, help, help.
Help.
Got your back.
Save me.
Hey, Ryan, get off my guy. I ain't going out like this.
Oh, whoa. Okay, let's go. Headshot challenge. Go to sleep. Yeah, how you like that?
Back up before I disqualify your ass.
Whoa, hey, bro.
Man. It's a bullet.
Oh.
Get up now. Five.
Hey, man, you
six,
ain't count right.
Seven.
Hey, it's been 10 seconds.
Eight. Yeah, you wait. All right, man, get your composure, okay? I'm going to give you a few seconds. Rub it. All right. Man, back up before I swing on you.
Ralph, come on.
All right, get him, Haney. Right back, Haney.
Hey, man, get off me. No diddy.
Oh!
Throw the damn towel.
Oh! Yeah. Yeah, it's time. I should swing on you, beating on my dude like that. Get your ass in your corner.
Harvey Dock, the referee, of course, did perform so admirably that night. No doubt about that. He should trade in his license, because the bottom line is he really looked like he was in Devin Haney's pocket. I mean, I've never seen a referee go to that extreme to protect a guy. What did Bernard Hopkins say? It was a brother protecting another brother. I mean, Bernard's one of the promoters. He's one of the promoters. And he says it was a brother protecting another brother. So Harvey Dock, I think he was like more than biased in that. And I think that he should suspend himself or just resign. Don't do it again. Don't say, oh, I'll come back. I'll be good. No. You showed what you were in that one fight. That, to me, is an illustration of your career as a professional referee. And listen, it boils down to one fight. What have you done for me lately? And what was your best fight and your worst fight? Well, it all came together for you, Harvey Dock. You should be disqualified from refereeing professional boxing. No doubt about that. Now, one of the co-features last night, and I'm super hot on this one. Get this. Pedro Guevara. Who's Pedro Guevara? People don't know a lot about him, but at one point in time, he was a WBC light flyweight champion, 108 pounds. Then he moved up to 112 pounds, didn't do too well there, and then he went to 115, and of course, at 115, Juan Estrada is a real champion at 115 as far as the WBC is concerned, but they had a WBC elimination or an interim title fight last night between Andrew Maloney of Australia, one of the Maloney brothers, of course, 24-4 now, 16 KOs, and my man, Pedro Guevara. Guevara's 41-4. I mean, good Lord, he came to fight, and he won with body shots. I mean, guys don't win with body shots anymore, but he won with body shots. He threw 85 body punches that connected. That's a lot of punches for a lot of body shots for a 12-round fight, but that's what he kept going to. And of course, Maloney would say that he hurt his arm and his left bicep was hurt, and he caused a bit of a some controversy afterwards, knocking over chairs and that kind of stuff. Listen, he's just a bad sport. Got his tail whooped on television in front of his own people. Now, listen, he went into that fight with a torn tricep or a bicep in his right or left arm, couldn't throw the left hook. That's on you. Don't come up with the excuse afterwards. You made the decision to go into the ring like that. You could have postponed the fight, but no. You thought that you were going to be able to roll over this Mexican with one arm. Well, guess what? It didn't happen. And the fighter of the week this week is the WBC fighter of the week, the WBC interim 115-pound champion, is Pedro Guevara of Mexico. Now, listen, those judges last night, they were trying to go the other way. As I mentioned earlier, Samantha Bullner, the lady judge out of Australia, had a 116-113, had an 8-3-1, a 12-round fight, 8-3-1 in rounds the other way. I had a 7-5 the other way. In other words, that's a lot of rounds to be off. Something's wrong. Something's criminal. Come on, man. I mean, listen, that's not a coincidence. The hometown judge, the judge from Australia, has a guy up 8-3-1 in rounds, and he lost the fight. It was a 12-round fight. He lost the majority of the 12-round fight. Even if he lost 7-5, that's a lot of points the other way. So what I'm trying to tell you is that was inept judging last night, and that's why they got away from the one referee being the sole arbiter in boxing, because you can always get to the referee and bribe the referee, but guess what? It's hard to bribe three judges, and it's hard to get three judges to look the other way, or two judges out of three to look the other way, and that's what was good last night. Back in the day, I used to complain about Dobby Shirley in Las Vegas. Of course, Dave Moretti as well. They come up with these split decision scores. And I say to myself, I'd say to Mark Ryder, hey, what the hell's going on here? I mean, come on, man. You know what? Pedro, just be glad the right guy won. But wait, the right guy won, but why did the judge come up with such a preposterous or an unbelievable score? And they never really wanted to explain that. Okay? That score last night from Australia was impossible to believe. No doubt about it. I think that lady should be arrested for impersonating a professional boxing referee. But the bottom line is, you want to give her props for being the clown that she is. You want to give Guevara the props for going down under and beating one of their guys. Now, I want to mention the fact that, Dubai. I'm thinking about going back to the Middle East. Somebody said to me, do you want to go back to the Middle East? I'm trying to work out a deal. We can go over there as far as advertising is concerned. Listen, you don't bring weed to Dubai. Speaking of Dubai, the reason why I mentioned Dubai is that Floyd Mayweather's been detained in Dubai. My favorite guy, the greatest fighter of all time, he's made a lot of money, true. Evidently, he went over to Dubai and he owed somebody some money, and they sort of put a marker on him out in Dubai, so the Dubai government put him in jail. He was in jail there for a week. Now, I don't know if he's left yet or not, but at one point in time, Floyd Mayweather was being detained in Dubai for not paying bills. Now, Floyd stiffened people? Nothing new there. But the bottom line is Floyd is in trouble, and we wish him the very best luck, because nobody wants to be in Dubai jail. That's why I didn't bring any weed to Dubai. I mean, I wasn't bringing no. I brought weed everywhere I went in the world, maybe with a couple asterisks, but I never would bring any weed to Dubai. You know why? Life sentence, death penalty for hash and stuff like that. come on, you got to be kidding me. And listen, they're worried about hash and marijuana over there and everybody smells like B.O.? Work on the B.O. problem first, then we get to the hash thing. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. So I want to mention the fact that this judge, and I want to give him all kinds of props here, without a doubt, Zarishma Tazna. He was the third judge, a judge from Mongolia that had the intestinal fortitude last night to score the fight 115-113 for the Mexican Pedro Guevara because he was under a lot of pressure, believe me. And you know what? The Australians didn't do any booing last night. They're pretty opinionated when it comes to, you know, they're very emotional. Well, last night, they took that ass kicking in the hand. The only one who didn't take the ass kicking well was Andrew Maloney himself. Of course, and Andrew is not my favorite guy. Now, back to last week's fight. Somebody shot me a text. I'm down on Canelo. Listen, if I was the number one guy for 3 years, I couldn't imagine being the top dog and not getting it. I mean, come on, man. You fight your life off to get to this number one slot, and then you get to the number one slot, and then they ignore you for 3 years. It's like you don't even exist, and you're the former champion. I got a problem with that. And then as far as Canelo's concerned, I guess we have to rename him Canela and, like, put him in Victoria's Secret's outfits and that kind of stuff. Because you know what? He's saying, you know, David Benavidez doesn't bring nothing to the dance except 25 extra pounds. Listen, pal, there were times when you were weight bullying people. Nobody said anything. I mean, you ate bullied Charlo. We talked about that a little earlier. Of course, he was, what, 14 pounds lighter, 14 pounds naturally lighter than you as far as boxing divisions were concerned. He fought at 154. You took him on at 168. Of course, he didn't throw a punch in with any bad intentions for 12 rounds. John Ryder tried, but he was inept. Of course, Dimitri Bivol beat you like a girl. And then you take on the Mexican club fighter from Tijuana, the man that's fought more Tijuana cab drivers than anybody I know. I'm talking about Jaime Munguia. And I respect Munguia to an extent because he knew his spot. You know, he knew his spot. You don't talk too much smack. You get the big money fight with Canelo. You go into the fight with Canelo. You shake his hands. You don't tell him. You don't say anything like, you know, I'm going to beat you up in front of your mother, that kind of good stuff. You don't insult Canelo. So Canelo says, you're respectful. I'm going to carry you the distance. That's exactly what happened. If he didn't carry him, Jaime Munguia would not have made 12 rounds. So it was a good night for Mexico boxing, no doubt about that, as far as the results were concerned. I mean, everybody's high on Canelo down there still. I can't believe they are. I mean, it's time to stick a fork in him. He's done. I mean, when Chavez got old, he had some problems with, like, Frankie Randall and guys like that. You know, I get that. But he was willing to fight those guys. I mean, even though he didn't want to fight Randall at first, he eventually had to fight Randall. And he lost the first fight with Randall and won the second fight, although they were both very controversial. What I'm trying to tell you is that, can you imagine Salvador Sanchez, the greatest Mexican fighter of all time in the minds of many, the former featherweight champion of the world, because the man that knocked out the pound-for-pound king in September of 1981, Wilfredo Gomez, in 10 rounds in Las Vegas when Gomez was like 32-0 with 32 knockouts. I mean, Salvador Sanchez, the greatest Mexican fighter of all time, he's got to be rolling over in his grave. He just has to. I mean, he has to, and he has to be, you know, he's be looking down and he's scratching his head and saying, what's going on here? I mean, listen, if I was ranked number one by the WBC and they didn't take care of me, I would go through all kinds of extreme measures in order to get my shot. That means embarrassing Canelo. That means embarrassing the WBC. That means maybe taking legal action against the WBC, getting a lawyer, getting somebody to talk about it. I mean, getting a big tour bus and put on the side. El Canela, you know, the girl, Canela. Canelo's female, Canelo's male. Canela El Pollo. I'm putting it to you like that. Put it on the side of a bus and drive it all through Mexico. El Pollo is afraid of David Benavidez. Drive that all around Mexico. Guess what? I bet you in about 2 weeks, Canelo says, you know what? I'm taking too much heat here. I'm willing to sign to fight Benavidez. That's what it will take. It will take insulting his ego. Because I want $200 million to fight Benavidez. Why would you want $200 million? The guy's number one contender. Former champion. Come on, man. Anyway, Canelo Alvarez, I'm just not high on him. I just wish he would go away. The pound-for-pound king of boxing is no more. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hey, Pedro, how you doing? And good evening to everybody out there listening to the show.
El Chicanito. That was Genaro Hernandez. When he had been diagnosed with cancer, he went through chemotherapy. We thought he had beaten it. Of course, he was feeling good and talking good. And of course, the conversation prior was 3 days before he passed. May he rest in peace, the great Chicanito Hernandez. May you enjoy your birthday in heaven. Shakur Stevenson, 21, is up. The 2016, I think, Olympic silver medalist, I think. He's going to take on the 2016 Olympic bronze medalist, Artem Hartarin, 12-1. That'll be on ESPN July the 6th from Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. Of course, anytime he goes home to Newark, it's a risk because he gets in trouble there. I'm talking about Shakur. Of course, Shakur is a guy I thought that was really going to do things until his last fight. Of course, in the co-feature, Oshaki Foster, 22-2, will defend his WBC super featherweight title against Olympic gold medalist and three-time world challenger Robinson Canesio, of course, from Brazil, 18-2, former, I think it was Olympic gold medalist out of Brazil, yeah, 2016, 18-2-1, 9 KOs. Oshaki Foster, I'm not too high on him. Shakur Stevenson, I was high on him, but not anymore. Bottom line is, I think Shakur sort of ran, I just think he ran his gamut. Anyway, in hour number two, we'll bring in Barry on boxing. He'll be here in studio, probably about 20 minutes past the hour. And, of course, the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant, will spend some time with us today. Of course, the retired HBO godfather watched the fights last night, and he's been watching a lot of fights at home. Of course, he's, get this, Larry's 90, 93, is he 93 now? Yeah, 93, born in 19, you know, born in 1931, and he's February 9th, 1931. Of course, that was the same day as the Tyson-Douglas meltdown there in Tokyo, February 9th, of course. But the bottom line is February 9th, 1931, he's 93 years old. He still goes out. He still walks. He still works out. Of course, last year he was real close to death, but he wasn't. Remember, TMZ came out and said, Larry Merchant's dying. Larry Merchant's dying. So I got on the phone. I'm freaking out, calling people. Oh, Larry, Larry, Larry. And then Larry's son calls me up and says, Pedro, you got to chill. I said, what do you got to chill? That's all fake news. What do you mean fake news? What do you mean fake news? Fake news is Donald Trump. What are you talking about? He goes, no, it's fake news. Larry's fine. I said, what do you mean Larry's fine? He goes, he had a little medical condition. He goes, he wasn't feeling too good after the gym. He goes, so he went to the hospital. His heart was beating a little erratically. I said, that's all? He goes, yeah. So bottom line is TMZ had him written off. He's in critical condition after 2 hours after entering the hospital, that kind of stuff. The retired HBO godfather is in rare form, and you'll find out in about 15 or 20 minutes here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide as we zoom into hour number two after the biased racist news at the top of the hour. So I ask that you turn off your radio or your television or whatever you do for 6 minutes and then come back at 12:06 p.m. Pacific time and join us for hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide with Barry Unboxing and, of course, the retired HBO godfather Larry Merchant. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, hour number one, is in the bank. Of course, this is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and the executive producer, of course, is the impeccable one, Bailey Peck.
I'm Laura Winters. An extreme solar storm, the strongest in 20 years, happening across the U.S. and the world. Stunning pictures of auroras circulating right now on social media. Stunning colors in the sky as people look up and see the northern lights in states like Maine and Wisconsin. The northern lights in green, pink, and purple. Folks in the south, in the northern part of Florida, also able to see the show. Turning now to developments in the Middle East. The Israeli military ordering the immediate evacuation of certain neighborhoods in northern Gaza as it targets Hamas terrorists. 128 Israeli and American hostages still unaccounted for. They were kidnapped on October 7th. The Israeli cabinet approving an expansion of the military operation in Rafah. The U.S. rushing new shipments of weapons to Ukraine as Russia launching a new assault on various fronts, including the second largest city of Kharkiv. The Pentagon confirms that new $400 million aid package is on its way to Ukraine. It includes Patriot missiles and armored vehicles. Turning now to sports, basketball in the conference semifinals, Game 3, the Pacers beating the Knicks 111-106. Jalen Brunson says his lingering injury did not affect his play, and if he was seriously hurt, he would sit it out.
If I'm out there, I'm playing, and there's no excuse whether I'm hurting or not. If I'm hurting, I'll come out.
Here's Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle on how his team handled Brunson.
You know, the idea was just change the matchup, get a little more size. And Aaron did as good a job, I think, as you can possibly do. It's just, you know, Brunson's so good. I mean, he's the best scorer in the playoffs.
The Knicks lead the series 2-1, game 4 tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. On the ice, the Hurricanes hosting the New York Rangers tonight at 7 o'clock. The Rangers leading the series 3-0. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month. And that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Another week of former President Trump's hush money trial in New York City in the books, and the end is in sight, USA's John Schaefer reports.
Donald Trump is denouncing his hush money trial as a sham.
This all comes out of Washington. It's to damage crooked Joe Biden's political opponent, happens to be me.
The jury might soon begin deliberating as the prosecution informed the judge of their intention to call just two more witnesses. They say they could wrap up their case by the end of next week.
Anti-Israel, pro-Palestinian protesters continue to occupy college campuses across the country in a well-coordinated effort to disrupt graduations. At the State University of New York in Westchester, more than 100 members of of the New Paltz faculty have signed a letter criticizing the school's president. USA's Dave Collins on the story.
They claim President Darrell Wheeler and law enforcement didn't act appropriately when trying to break up a large group of pro-Palestinian protesters on campus last week. The faculty members are also demanding Wheeler be removed from his position.
Turning now to business news, McDonald's hoping to lure customers back who've been priced out. The fast food giant reportedly launching a $5 meal. Bloomberg reporting the affordable menu offering may include either a McChicken or a McDouble along with fries and a drink. Unclear when this deal will launch and at which locations. McDonald's has more than 13,000 stores here in the U.S. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I am not these bubblegum dudes you're talking to.
Pedro Fernandez.
He will be mine in round nine. And if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to four.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios in the city by the bay. San Francisco, check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Get this. We were the original podcast. I didn't even know what a podcast was. We were doing this stuff like back in the 1990s. So the bottom line is, I've been knocking out bums longer than anybody else. Who am I? Let me tell you. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, ask the impeccable one. Put it in caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champ and an award-winning boxing writer. At one point in time, I was North American Boxing Writer of the Year, not once, but twice. I won a lot of awards for my boxing writing, but the bottom line is we're here to talk Ring Talk Live Worldwide, boxing and MMA. Of course, I don't get into the world of UFC too much because I believe it's just too barbaric, and the fact that I think the guys are being sacrificed. I think that's when they fight in the UFC, they're being sacrificed. When you get hit when you're on the ground and somebody hits you and your head can't go backwards, that's unfair. That's just unfair. There's no way you can escape permanent injury. There's absolutely no way you can do it. So what I'm trying to tell you is that MMA fighters are three times more likely to suffer chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE, than a professional boxer. What? You trying to tell me boxing is safe? No, not really. But how about the NFL? The NFL, you're 200% more likely or twice as more likely to suffer CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, than you would if you're a professional boxer. And how do I know this? I interviewed a few football players. Mark Gastineau, for one. Of course, he was a professional boxer at one point in time. Eric Wright of the San Francisco 49ers, one of the all-pro cornerbacks of this and that. When you talk to these guys after football, that ain't the same. Sort of like talking to a punch-drunk fighter. I kid you not. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. On today's show, the second hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, hour number two, we'll bring in Barry on boxing. Of course, we'll bring in the retired H2O Godfather Les. Next, Mr. Larry Merchant. I'm talking too fast. Guess what? I lost my keys during the break, and I found them, and I'm freaking out. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Are we right? You going to run the Walmart?
Yeah, 5:30.
Sugar Ray Leonard dogging me. Dogging me. When we ran together, we were neck and neck for like 2.5 miles. And the last half mile, he disappeared. In fact, him and the van that was chasing us both disappeared out of my sight. I kid you not. That's how fast Ray Leonard was. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is taken from Northern California to Southern California. And bringing the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. First of all, happy Godmama's Day.
Well, thank you. We have Mother's Day, Godmother's Day. And I have a granddaughter who's pregnant, and so it's a happy moment.
It's a happy moment, no doubt about that. Did you get a chance to watch George Kambosos and Vasily Lomachenko last night?
I did.
And overall, I was pretty impressed with Mr. Lomachenko. What about you?
I was too. Excuse me for a moment.
Yeah, that's okay, Larry. Just clear your throat. We got Barry at the front door, so Bailey will be making his move to the front door right now to let Barry unboxing in. So, Godfather, it was a pretty good fight. And Australia, of course, has had Kambosos. The fact that he beat Teofimo Lopez, put himself in the spotlight, but he hasn't done anything since then. Lost the 2 fights to Haney, never won maybe a round in 24 rounds there. And last night he was shot out as well. So, talk about a fluke, him beating Teofimo. Was that a fluke?
Look, the result is the result. Maybe Teofimo wasn't in shape. Maybe the match was designed for the kid to do well. He's tough. He didn't stop last night, but he was stopped by Lomachenko.
Okay. The World Heavyweight Championship is going to go down in a week from now, in 6 days from now, of course, come to us from Saudi Arabia. I'm going to ask you again, is the Saudi money, is that good for boxing or not?
Well, I think an argument can be made both ways. I don't know if how much of a difference it would make if main fights were staged in the U.S. instead of Saudi Arabia. But I think at bottom, if America had a serious heavyweight, we might have a different scenario. And fighters are making crazy money.
Yeah.
And good for them.
Yeah, no, and I'm all for fighters making money. You know that, Godfather. But I'm not big on the Saudis. And first of all, I've been to the Middle East. And if you ever been to the Middle East, unless there's something that wants to bring you back, you probably don't want to go back. I'll just put it to you like that. I didn't enjoy the heat. I didn't enjoy the fact that everybody smelled.
Well, they're using sports to westernize.
I get it.
Themselves.
I get it.
And boxing is an easy one to do.
Okay. The heavyweight champion is coming up in a week. As I said, Tyson Fury seems to be in real good shape there. I mean, he's down in weight. He looks lean, this and that. Is this going to boil down to just size? Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports, and this is combat sports, and Tyson Fury is 6'9" and so much bigger than the other guy, he's going to smoke him?
Can I go back 30 seconds and ask you whether Lomachenko would fight Davis? Or Davis would fight Lomachenko.
You know what's funny, Godfather, is that I'm sitting here looking at a poster of Tyson Fury and Oleg Usyk, and Usyk's supposed to be 6'2", but he looks like he's almost Tyson Fury's size. And I asked Sir Kenneth Rainford in the UK in hour number one, he said that, get this, Oleg Usyk wears lifts.
Well, does it make him feel bigger? Maybe it serves the purpose.
But you and I but Godfather, you and I are short guys. I never thought about wearing lifts, have you?
No, but we're old.
Okay, so is Tyson Fury going to win this fight, Godfather?
I give him a good shot because it's clear that he's very concerned and serious and probably got him in the superior shape he can be at his age. And when he was at his best, he was virtually unbeatable. We'll see how close to his best he can be.
Okay.
And how good the other guy is.
Okay. Good workmanlike performance for 12 rounds for Canelo Alvarez last week, but he doesn't seem to want to be talking about fighting the number one contender for 3 years, Godfather. And I got a problem with that because if I was number one for 3 years, I think I would do what Graciano Roccagini did, and I think I would sue the WBC. If you're not giving me my title fight, the rules say that you have to give a mandatory defense. The number one guy gets a shot once a year. 3 years, we got a problem with that.
I understand that, and shame on those bodies and commissions and so on. We have to admit that Canelo is bigger than just a champion. He could give up all his belts, and they would get no money. And it wouldn't make any difference in terms of how many people would want to watch him. He's literally one of a kind. I would hope that next Cinco de Mayo he would fight that guy, what's his name? The one you just identified? Are you there?
My fault. I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button there as far as microphone's concerned here in the city by the bay. But I think that Benavidez is the real deal. He's beaten everybody who's put in front of him. He's 28-0 with 24 KOs. And if you're ranked number one for 3 years, Godfather, I couldn't imagine that being the number one guy for 3 years and them telling you every year, oh, we got a different excuse for you. I mean, I would tell him to go shove it.
Well, I do too. I wonder, is it about the money?
Well, obviously it's about the money. Canelo says he wants $200 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how much does Benavidez want?
Benavidez is probably fighting for the cost of admission. I mean, he'll make more money off winning that fight than he will do anything else. I mean, he's willing to come in for short change. He's willing to come in light as far as the weight's concerned. I mean, all kinds of different intangibles that Canelo's brought up that David Benavidez is willing to do. But, see, Benavidez doesn't respect Canelo, and Canelo's got a problem with the respect thing.
How old is he?
28.
Well, look, I've often said it's about the money, and if it puts Canelo in jeopardy, then he wants a lot of money. If you're going to lose, you might as well get paid a lot of money.
Yeah, but Mexico...
But shame on all of the commissions and the bodies, because they don't make their own rules work in the real world.
Well,
Of the money. They get more money for a Canelo fight than they would for 10 other fights.
I get it. Well, with that, I'm just saying have a happy Mother's Day to you. I wish you the best. Hug the godmama for me. Give her a big kiss and wish her happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, and you and yours. Bye.
All the best to you. Retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant, 93 years young on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He's young, he's handsome.
They know it.
He's a poet, a prophet, and many people believe he'll be the next heavyweight champion of the world.
I saw Sonny Liston a few days ago, Cash.
Ain't he ugly? He's too ugly to be the world champ. The world champ should be pretty like me.
That is the title cut from a Tower of Power album. Do they still call them albums? I used to call them records, but then they went from records to tapes to CDs to music drops. The bottom line is The Soul Side of Town. That's from the mighty Tower of Power. You can check them out at towerofpower.com. Now, we've got a greatness in the studio, folks. I'm talking about boxing royalty, of course, Barry on Boxing. Barry, how's life treating you?
It's good. Pretty good for a Sunday morning.
Yeah. For a Sunday morning? Yeah, yeah, you know. I mean, outside, any weed and people smoking weed out in front of the building?
Not today. I'm sure down the road they will be.
You know, I mean, I come out of the studio and it's colorful. I mean, it's Broadway. You see all kinds of crazy stuff. What I see mostly is when I come in here on Sunday mornings, the guys going home from the strip clubs at like 10:30 to 11 o'clock, and these guys look more torn up than the impeccable one after a Saturday night. I mean,
there's a few of them out there now. Yeah,
they're still
partying.
Yeah.
What's up the street?
I never understood the stripper thing. Did you? Were you ever go to the stripper?
Nah, not my cup of tea, really.
I mean, dances, that kind of stuff. You got to be kidding me.
It's like watching somebody eat, isn't it?
Yeah, you know either that, but you're going to tease me for what?
Exactly.
You're teasing me for what? Anyway, bottom line, let's go back to the sports subject of boxing. The World Heavyweight Championship is on the line next week. Of course, Oleg Usyk going to put some belts in his undefeated record against Tyson Fury, who's been undefeated with the exception of a draw. But he did lose to Ngannou, I thought. Did you think he lost to Ngannou?
No, I think he nicked it.
Yeah. He nicked it?
I think he did. I think he stole most of the rounds. Well, didn't steal him. He kind of outworked him a little bit. Yeah.
But, I mean, to look that bad against a novice, man.
Yeah, Fury's a bit like that, though, isn't he? I think when there's a big challenge, he thinks there's a challenge, he'll live up to it. But I don't think he took him seriously, really.
I keep going back to that Juan Rodriguez fight that I had where I dropped him in the gym with body shots. And I didn't want to spit on him or anything like that, but I looked at him and I snarled at the guy when he was on the ground, right? I snarled at him, so I dropped him a couple times. And then we had a real fight, and my mother says, you know, you better get it together. She was my running coach. She says, you know, you're not running. I said, the guy's a bum!
Right.
The guy kicked my ass, right? I went home that night, and the house was dark, and Mom was smoking a cigarette in the dark. I knew it was her because I see the cigarette burning. She goes, She goes, you know what? She goes, I made a decision tonight. I said, you made a decision? She goes, yeah, I'm not going to let you embarrass me or the family. Either you're going to get in shape or you're not going to box.
Yeah, you've got to be in shape. You live and learn, huh?
But I thought I was in shape.
Yeah, well, I guess not.
Oh, you said, man, he stunned me, knocked me down the first round.
With a body shot?
No, with a headshot.
With a headshot.
I never got dropped with a body shot ever, not in the gym, not in the ring. But I got dropped 6 times as an amateur fighter, stopped twice, but never knocked out. Finished all my fights on my feet.
That's good.
Can I still remember that? Yes, I can. Anyway, back to Usyk. Does he wear lifts? Is he really 6'2 or 6'4? What's the story? Is he wearing lifts?
I'm not sure. I think he's about 6'3, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's a pretty good size. I was surprised when he first matched up to Fury face to face. And he looked, I think Fury's a little surprised as well.
Okay. Outside of a bunch of money, and these guys are fighting for a lot of money in Saudi Arabia, do you think there's an advantage? I mean, I asked Larry about this. I'll ask you about it. You're a boxing expert. Are you down with Saudi Arabia promoting all these boxing matches?
I'm not too sure at this point. I mean, I like the idea that they're matching up the best fighters in the world, which hasn't been happening for a long time, has it? But I don't know. We'll see how it turns out, how long it lasts.
They killed that journalist from the Washington Post with Kawagi.
I mean civil rights kind of, over there.
But listen, but they chopped him up alive.
Oh, nice.
He was
nice.
In a room. He went to a room to meet the prince's people, right, of Saudi Arabia. He went to meet their people. He was in a room, and they started cutting him up alive. They held him down and cut him up alive. They killed him by cutting him up alive. So what I'm trying to tell you is that no women's rights over there. They're showing the prince here on my WBC TV screen here, this and that, but they don't have women's rights over there. All women can do over there is smell.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's questionable. It's kind of like the South
Africa thing. You can't
even
drive a car.
Like the South Africa thing back in the 80s, isn't it?
Yeah, but you can't drive. Yeah. Women can't drive a car.
Yeah, no, I'm not a fan of their lifestyle, for sure.
No, no, without a doubt. Anyway, I think obviously Larry says they're trying to buy themselves a better image. That's all.
Yeah, yeah, that could be part of it. Yeah, yeah. But who knows? He's a big boxing fan, but for who knows how long he's going to keep it up.
Have you ever been in the Middle East?
I haven't, no.
Okay, here's what's up. Once you've been there, you don't want to go back. So what I'm trying to tell you is that I've been to Dubai, spent a week and a half, 2 weeks in Dubai. I never want to go back to that place. I mean, all I can remember was that it was hot, and you know what they told me? This is wintertime. I said, really? Yeah. It was wintertime. It was 112 degrees in the winter.
Yeah, that's too much for me.
And wait, it was 130 in the summer.
Yeah.
So 112 in the winter, and they said to me, just chill, just relax. I said, what do you mean just relax? How can you relax like this, right? And it's a place where I think I can make bank if I could sell Reichardt.
Right.
Deodorant? I can make money selling deodorants in Dubai, man, because everybody stinks. Everybody. Males, females. The only ones that don't stink are the people working in the hotels because they're from
Philippines. I'd say you don't go out too much. A bit like Vegas, isn't it?
The Filipinos, they are mostly the hotel workers in Dubai, and they're pretty clean. But the bottom line is, man, and I'm pretty sure that they think that they're clean and this and that, but they smell I get easily offended by odors.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. Yeah.
Female odors.
I'm good. I have no sense of smell, so.
Oh, you have no sense of smell? No.
Bad eyesight, bad smell, bad hearing. I just bumble around.
That's probably the only thing I got going for me. So Tyson Fury stops Usyk. Is there a challenger out there is Usyk the premier challenger?
Oh, without a doubt, yeah, I think so. I mean, the heavyweights are mixing it up at the moment, so you never know. It's all styles, isn't it? But yeah, they're definitely the best two.
What about this head case here in the United? What's his name? Franklin, to the kid I can't think of his name right now. He got into that top ranks heavyweight, the black guy.
You say Frank? Franklin? Sanchez?
Franklin? No. Anyway, we'll get to it in a second. Anyway.
Oh, you're talking the young guy. Anderson.
Jared Anderson. Yeah, is that his name? Yeah. I mean, the guy gets arrested for, like, running away from the cops. He's drunk to 120 miles an hour. And then he gets in that fight with that dude who doesn't throw a punch back and he doesn't do anything for 10 rounds?
Yeah, yeah. He looked like a promising guy, but he seems to be coming off the rails a little bit, doesn't he?
So. Head case. So, you know, maybe a little blow, getting punched in the head. Listen, getting punched in the head is not healthy.
And he's still young. Loads of money, and maybe he's going a little crazy. The heavyweights have always been crazy, haven't they?
You think so?
Yeah, remember Lennox Lewis wiping out all the Galottas and... Yeah, Tyson. And
you know what? I'm glad you brought up Lennox Lewis. Lennox Lewis was a 1988 Olympic gold medalist, okay? He beat Riddick Bowe in the Olympics, no doubt about that. Would have beat Riddick Bowe as a pro, but Riddick Bowe ducked out of that fight. Yeah. Lennox is very unappreciated, because I'll tell you, when he fought David Tua, everybody thought that, you know, he was in trouble, this and that. Yeah. And then I took the IBO belt or one of the belts back to the dressing room with Emmanuel Stewart and Lennox Lewis, and I watched Lennox walk around the dressing room to come down, he's going, he wasn't spit! He wasn't spit! And he's talking about Tua. I mean, Tua was just crazy. Oh, my God.
Tua was a beast. I watched that fight just on the corner at the Condor Club.
Throwing Samoan. That's what they called him.
I thought Tua was going to give him trouble. Yeah.
Yeah, until he got slow. You see, the throwing Samoan became the slowing Samoan when he gained 10 pounds because he was shorter and he couldn't cut off the distance.
Yeah.
When you can't cut the distance, you're in trouble.
I think in that fight as well, I think Lewis clouted him pretty good in the first round, if I remember.
Yeah,
and I think he got his respect straight away.
They did. Yeah. I did the David Tua Ike Bibuchi fight on HBO International Television. I did it by myself.
Oh, you did?
And Dan Duva said to me, I was listening to the broadcast. He goes, you were out. I was flowing for that fight. It was a great fight.
That's one of the best heavyweight fights I've ever seen.
1,200 punches strong.
Yeah, unbelievable. Those two, even the last seconds, they were almost knocking each other's heads off.
Yeah, Ike Bibuchi, I remember interviewing him afterwards and realized he was a nut.
Oh, yeah. He was
realizing legit. He was like way out there. And of course, he got arrested and went to prison for raping a hooker. Hey, I'm asking Bailey. Bailey, how do you rape a hooker? He don't know. I'm asking you, how do you rape a hooker?
Yeah, I'm the wrong person.
You don't pair.
Right.
This was a pay dispute. It wasn't a sexual assault. It was a pay dispute.
Right.
And you spent 11 years in the prison for it.
Yeah, he did. And I think he would have been the next great one. I think he could have beaten Lewis.
Yeah, maybe. But the bottom line is his mental faculties were not there at all.
For sure, for sure. But if you look at the fight with Tua and the fight with Chris Bird, he flattened Chris Bird. Nobody wanted to fight Bird. But yeah, he was a maniac, but he was a great
fighter. I saw a picture of Chris Bird. He's 169 pounds now.
Yeah, he doesn't look good at that.
No, he doesn't, man.
I think he
tried to tell
punishment.
People that, you know. I'm pretty lean right now, and I feel pretty good at my weight, but a friend of mine said to me that he saw me yesterday, he goes, I think you're getting a little too skinny. I said, you really think so? I said, I still got a belly a little bit, so don't tell me that. but, you know, as you get older, the ego's involved, and the belly's really hard. The belly's the hardest.
Yeah, I believe it. You change the diet. That's the main thing, I think.
Yeah, but I like calories. You know what kind of calories I like? Liquid calories. I like to drink soda.
Oh yes.
I'm a soda freak, man. It's the worst stuff in the world for you.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
Ice water all the time.
I know, but it just doesn't. Listen,
it doesn't have the sugar.
It doesn't have the sugar, but it doesn't have the caffeine either. But here's what's up. That was the reward for me. It used to be water when I boxed. It was water. I was disciplined when I boxed. It was water. Now it's soda. I have a hard time doing soda, so I do sodas every other night.
Okay, I only do soda with my brandy. That's
what kind of brandy you drink?
I'm not too fussy. Corbel usually.
I'm a Hennessy guy.
Hennessy. I've got some Hennessy at home at the moment. Actually.
I had a drink 3 months ago. One drink to see what it was like. Hadn't drink in 4 or 5 years, and I didn't feel all like I felt good at the time.
Yeah,
but the next day I feel a little negative. You know, booze depresses me. It's a depressant.
Yeah,
and the next day I sort of get depressed.
You got to pay the piper the next day for sure.
Yeah, you got to pay the piper. So I don't want to pay the piper. So I just smoke my. I smoke all. Hey, here's what's funny. I'll say this. My doctor, Dr. Gina Moreno-John at UCSF, so she doesn't like to talk about marijuana.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? She doesn't like to talk about it.
Okay.
So I'm having a video conference with her last week, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, so looking through your physical for the last time, she goes, you blew 100, your blood pressure's perfect, the whole nine yards. She goes, I go, yeah, and I blow a half ounce a week of weed. And she goes, oh, I'm going to go. I'm saying, wait, did you hear me?
Yeah, she's not a fan, huh?
She's not a fan, but I wanted her to make a note of that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because here, I mean, if I can blow 100% oxygen and I'm smoking a half ounce of weed a week, something's up.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think
something's up. So anyway, bottom line is people say, of course, it's dangerous, this and that, but I remember they put my father in jail for 3.5 years for it, man. 1952.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
3.5 years in state penitentiary.
It's ruined a lot of lives. People getting arrested for that.
Yeah, you know, it's here's what's up. In 1973... Richard Nixon was told that by the Drug Enforcement Agency that he should legalize marijuana or decriminalize it, but he was freaked out and didn't want to do it. But his own drug agency told him to do it right then and there.
Yeah, what a mistake.
Well,
his only mistake, huh?
not his only, but a lot of people went to jail, man.
Yeah, no, it's
a lot of people.
A lot of people.
I mean, there are people, in fact, there are people still in prison in the country because of marijuana in different states. I mean, you smoke a joint in Dallas,
Even
Texas, you can go to jail.
The three strikes thing was probably a.
Can you imagine that, smoking a joint in Dallas and going to jail?
Yeah. No, it's insane.
Yeah, well, I had the district attorney on my side when I went down there, so I smoked a lot of weed. I didn't care.
Right.
I had people in City Hall.
Yeah, yeah. It's the same in England. They're still not legal over there.
No?
So, no.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll get back to the subject of boxing after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More with Barry on Boxing on WBCTV, coming to you from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network in San Francisco, California, right after the break.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy? Totalmente. And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely. Totalmente. Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now
you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your Total PC Home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialists right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon Franchisor SPV LLC.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I think that the Affordable Care Act, you know, as long as it wasn't a name of the Obamacare, it would pass. They made the test already. But the fact of the matter is, at the essence of it all, is people need health care.
Don King talking about the affordable health care, of course, Obamacare, call it what you want. Guess what? The white folks were against it. It was called Obamacare. When they called it the Affordable Care Act, it was cool. What do you say? Bottom line is, everybody needs health care. Everybody deserves health care. Speaking of health care, Barry, how's life treating you in all, as a general?
How's life treating me?
How's life treating you? I got to ask you that one question before we get started.
Pretty good. No complaints.
Okay. Nanoa Inouye got off the deck in the first round against Lewis Neary and won in about the 10th round. That was impressive.
Yeah. I mean, he impresses me every time I watch him. So, yeah. I even like seeing him get down. And I think the moment he went down, he was focused on getting back up. I think he's a complete fighter.
You know what? When getting knocked down is a shock. It's a shock. I mean, it just is. I think I've been knocked down 5 or 6 times. And it's just a shock. I mean, when you get really drilled and you're concussed, you're looking out saying, what the hell's going on here? Because everything's like, my captain was telling me in Las Vegas when I fought in the Nationals, get up. What's he talking about? I had no idea what he was talking about. World of confusion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think he dealt with it really well. The second he was knocked down, he was eyes focused and ready for the count. And I think it's good to see him down and get back up and fight through it.
Okay, how can you call Terrence Crawford a pound-for-pound great when he only fights one time in the last 4 years, once a year for the last 4 years?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's right up there with it in a way, but yeah, I don't think he's fighting enough. But I think he's looking for the big fights now, isn't he, and ready to close out.
Well, he ran away from Boots Innes.
Yeah, I don't think there's enough in it for him. He might eventually fight.
Barry, here, I got a problem with that.
Yeah.
I got a problem when you guys tell me there's not enough in it. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah,
crap.
No, I agree.
No, that doesn't. If you're ranked number one, you're ranked number one. It doesn't matter if there's enough in it, you're ranked number one.
I agree. I think maybe he wants the challenge of stepping up for another belt instead and probably the easier fight. But I don't know if Madrimov is an easier fight, to be honest with you.
Well, Boots Innes deserves his shot, man. I mean, he's been around a long time now and he's getting long in the tooth.
Yeah. Who, Innes?
Yeah.
Yeah, was he 26? Or?
Yeah, but the whole point is he's been on the shelf. If you're not fighting guys, you get old.
Yeah, but now he's got a belt. I mean, it was kind of handed to him, but now they've all got to come to him, haven't they? So
you know what, Barry? I remember one time I went to a tournament, and they said nobody showed up, and they said we're going to give you the tournament. It was a diamond belt. I wouldn't take it.
No, that's fair enough. You see.
I wouldn't
take it. Yeah.
I walked. I mean, that was like 1985. I said no. I'm not going to take it. I traveled all the way to Reno, Nevada. Yeah. Weighed in the whole nine yards. They go, "You're the champion." No, I'm not.
Yeah.
No, I don't want no trophies I didn't earn.
I get that. Yeah. No, I can understand. But, I mean, once he defends it, I think he'll...
Remember Pat Lawler, the guy that fought Roberto Duran out of San Francisco?
I do remember Pat Lawler. Yeah.
He won, like, he got five Golden Glove championships, right?
Oh,
three of them were vacants.
Okay.
You know, he gave three. Come on, man. That's a gift.
Yeah. No,
Dan McGuire, same thing. He's got like five Golden Glove titles. That's why I won. Every title I won, I won.
Yeah.
I fought for and won.
It's got to be a better feeling.
That's just, I mean, how can you go around and call yourself champion because nobody else showed up?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
So, Inouye, pound for pound, the king?
I think so. I think he has been since he beat Manny Rodriguez, to be honest with you.
I think he has, too. I think without a doubt. As far as the rest of the pound-for-pound world contenders are concerned, I mean, we're looking at Shakur Stevenson. His stock dropped in that last fight, didn't it?
It did. I mean, he's not a top-10 guy yet. Skills-wise, maybe, but I don't think he's done enough to
he's
get
all
in the top
talk.
10. Yeah, I don't think anyone wants to fight him either. He's another guy that, but once he gets in, yeah.
They were saying that you were saying that a year ago about Haney, weren't you? Nobody wanted to fight Haney?
Yeah, he was getting voided as well. He wanted to fight Lomachenko a good few years ago.
But Lomachenko beat him, and then when they did fight.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, Barry, the entire world thinks that he... The entire world goes the other way.
I think it could have gone either way, but I scored for Haney.
7-5, I had it for Lomachenko. 7-5 means 6-6 means a draw.
Yeah.
7-5 is one round the other way. No,
I think,
you know,
I had it the other way around. 7-5.
Yeah. Speaking of Lomachenko, I didn't think he... people said to me last night he looked fabulous, fantastic, had all these different superlatives to describe him. I think it was the opposition that made him look good.
Yeah, I mean, Kambosos is limited, isn't he? So
he couldn't win the Golden Gloves here.
Yeah. No, he's a tough fighter, but...
No, he's tough,
yeah.
But he couldn't win the Golden Gloves here.
I didn't see how anyone gave him any chance in that fight before, but I thought Lomachenko ended the fight great.
How the hell did he beat Teofimo?
Yeah, I think Tio's a bit up and down, isn't he? He kind of underestimated him, and he's unpredictable. I think Teofimo lost to the Sandor Martin.
Sandor Martin.
So that's two.
What did you say the hot mic caught him before the decision was announced? Have I still got it?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what he said. Have I still got it?
But he's hot and cold. I mean, yeah, he's all
so
over.
So Sandor Martin's going to take on the aforementioned Devin Haney, the glass jaw Devin Haney. Devin Haney, am I just dogging Devin and calling him glass jaw? Tell me.
I think it's a little bit much. I don't think he takes the greatest punch.
Anytime he's been hit, he's never been hit in fights. He's pitching shutouts for the most part,
He's not been in with many punches either.
No. And Linares is not really much of a puncher. Linares had him walking back to that corner drunk after the 10th round, okay? And then every time Ryan hit him, he seemed to, like, wobble a little bit.
Yeah, but Garcia was a welterweight.
So you still say, now you and I, you and I are hip to the fact that 3.5 pound weight advantage was a smooth move because you didn't have to drain yourself down and kill yourself to make 140.
Massive difference. If you looked at Haney on the scales, he had hollow eyes, more so than I've ever seen before.
And, but you know what? But here's what's up. But then again, he shouldn't be fighting at 140. I mean, if the guy's weighing 165 in the ring, I mean, I'd have a problem with it. Listen, the most I weighed in fights, when I weighed 139 at a Golden Glove weigh-in, and they gave me 2 days before I had to fight, I weighed 142 or 143. I mean, there was never no big weight gain or anything like that.
No. And you say that Haney weighed more than Garcia in the ring?
165, 5 pounds heavier in the ring.
Garcia looked way bigger.
Yeah.
So I don't know. He's on maybe the Hulk juice.
Speaking of Hulk juice, have they confirmed that, whether he's good, whether it's...
I don't think so, no. I think they were going to do a second test, weren't they? And I'm not quite sure at the moment, but something was wrong with that. That whole thing was a mess.
What about, and you don't think the referee was in Haney's pocket?
To be honest, I didn't watch the whole fight. I wasn't going to pay for Garcia. I was like, yeah. So I watched the highlights and...
Didn't I send you the link?
Not for that one.
You the link?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, I'll send you the link. Don't worry about it.
Okay. I'd like to sit down and watch the whole thing.
We don't know anything about links in here. We know nothing about links. I'm telling you, we know nothing about... Yeah, people are sending us photos and it's like during the show, but we know nothing about links, we know nothing about that. Bottom line is methlabs.com. Ooh, did I really say that? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, not methlabs.com. Now, Noah's the best. Who's second best?
Crawford.
Eliminate Crawford, fighting once a year every 4 years. Who would be the next guy?
I think on talent, I think...
Beterbiev?
Either Fury or Usyk.
But Fury's, think so, huh?
Yeah, and I think... Beterbiev would probably be next. And then Bivol.
You know who I'm really high on is this guy. And I'm not big on 112 pounders because they got to carry the 8-ounce gloves.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of gloves, if you looked at Kambosos' gloves last night, he was wearing the big, thick Everlast gloves, much as Haney was. Now, these guys aren't punchers. Why would they wear pillows?
Because
they're getting money.
Okay.
Because they're getting money, okay? And if you look at Lomachenko's gloves, they were fitted to his hand. Those snug, little, tight gloves, man, compact gloves.
Okay. I didn't notice that.
You look at those gloves, two big differences.
Yeah,
Same thing with Haney. Haney wore the big, fat Everlast gloves. And here's what's up. If you can't punch, why bring in pillows?
It doesn't make sense. It's only really if you got money. If you got money, bad hands, you want to wear the pillows. But yeah,
money. Not no. Yeah. See, I'm against that. I think you got bad hands. I think you go for it and you knock people out and you get it done.
That makes sense too. Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
get it done. Joe Calzaghe. I mean, Joe told me about his bad hands. In fact, I told Joe one time. I said, you know, Pat Lawler's fought a lot of guys. The aforementioned Pat Lawler fought Benitez, Arredondo, Duran twice. I said he fought a lot of guys, but yet he said that you hit him the hardest. I said you're not known as a knockout punch. He goes, early on, I could crack.
Yeah.
He goes,
oh,
before
yeah.
I hurt my hands, I could really crack.
He put Eubank down in the first round.
He goes, and yeah. I hit Pat with a right hook, and then I said to myself, ooh, a right hook, because that's what Ernie Chavez hit me with in Vegas. I mean, the first thing I remember is I had pain in my ear because my ear hit the ground so hard. I said, well, my ear's hurting. Why is my ear hurting? Well, you're on the ground, buddy, knucklehead. But there was that right hook. Let me tell you, Ernie Chavez hit me harder in that welterweight national Golden Gloves fight than I've ever been hit with a steel flashlight by a cop, by a crook. A crook. We were rolling around on the ground, and a crook grabbed another cop's flashlight and hit me in the head with it, right?
Ouch.
And that was nothing compared to the... I saw stars when Ernie hit me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, really saw stars.
You get one on the ear, it definitely hurts.
Whoa, no doubt about that. Okay, what about Jesse Rodriguez? Do you like him?
I think he's a great little fighter, yeah.
Okay, and Juan Francisco Estrada is going to be the guy that beat Chocolito once or twice. He's going to be the opponent, of course, for the WBC 115-pound title, even though they had the interim title last night that Pedro Guevara won over Andrew Maloney. But the bottom line is, Estrada, I think, is past his peak, and this is a prime spot for Rodriguez to move in and just grab another belt.
Totally agree. Yeah, I think Estrada has not been fighting enough either. So, that's going to be a big factor.
Can you imagine how exciting flyweight boxing would be if they cut the gloves back just to 6 ounces?
Yeah, it would make sense. Those little guys kind of,
Why should Tyson Fury wear a 10-ounce glove at 270 pounds and Bam Rodriguez wear an 8-ounce glove at 112 pounds?
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Two-ounce difference?
A lot of things in boxing don't make much sense.
All right. Speaking of women's boxing, Clarissa Shields talking about she wants to come out and do a intergender type of fight with Ryan Garcia. Do I dog her? Was she talented? Clarissa Shields.
Yeah. I think she's a great fighter, actually. Who was the English girl she beat? I've forgotten her name right now. In the big fight a year or so ago.
Yeah, Mahoney.
Savannah Marshall. That, I thought she might have lost that fight, but she fought. Yeah, great performance. So I think she's a great fighter.
Okay, but she can't punch.
No, she can't.
No knockouts and 12 wins. I mean, here's what's up. So what I'm trying to tell you is if they lessen the gloves a little bit, or they design the gloves to where there was less padding in the fist part and more padding on the wrist part.
Right.
Less
in
the fist, more on the wrist.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that can enhance women's boxing because I watched that women's fight last night, that 10-round women's fight in between those two fights last night.
Yeah.
That was trash. You know what they call that?
What's it?
Low rent filler.
Okay. I missed that one, actually.
Oh, thank God.
I just watched the main event.
You were so lucky.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe they put this on in between. There's two chicks, just pounding on each other, not doing anything.
There's not enough knockouts in women's boxing.
In women's boxing, not enough excitement in women's boxing, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
And the fact that Amanda Serrano wants to go 3-minute rounds because she wants to be just like the men, well, guess what? You don't have the upper body strength, you don't have the punching power, you don't have the leverage you put on punches, so how about just doing the 2-minute rounds and making them exciting?
Yeah, kind of makes sense. Yeah, I can see that.
All right, so who else is prime right now? Now, does Benavidez beat Canelo?
I think it's a tough fight. I think it's 50-50.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think...
You're probably one of the few guys that feel that way outside of Mexicans.
Yeah, no, I thought Canelo looked pretty good against Munguia, and I think that's maybe a tune-up fight for the Benavidez fight. But
You don't think he carried him, huh?
I don't think so, no. And I think Munguia buzzed him a few times. I think.
Munguia did buzz him early, but the whole point is that once the knockout was put in place, and he sort of said, "Look, man, I'm in charge here." Munguia just said, "Okay, I'm gonna go along with the ride for the rest of the ride."
Yeah, he kind of cruised it towards the end, but I think Munguia put up a good fight there.
I'm looking at the top 20 of pound for pound boxing. There's nobody that really. I mean, there's a few guys here that merit. Boxing looks like it's hurting right now. Is it?
I don't know. I mean, we're getting the biggest matchups finally, aren't we? But yeah, I think we're looking pretty good.
Okay. Who would win, Beterbiev or Bivol?
You know what? I'm leaning towards Bivol. Watching their whole careers, I was always Beterbiev, but I feel like Bivol's really come on. The win against Ramirez and Canelo, and I wouldn't even be shocked if Bivol won by knockout, by stoppage at least.
Emmanuel Navarrete, I thought he peaked out at 122. He's still going at 130, WBO 130-pound champion. He's going to take on Dennis Berenchik. That's going to go down the May 18th on 2024. It'll be on ESPN, I believe, from Bechanga down there in San Diego. WBO World Lightweight title, 135. Is he putting on too much weight? He's, you know, I mean, because you put on the weight, he eventually lose.
Yeah, he hasn't looked quite so good, has he? Since he stepped up to 130.
He looks lazy.
His body's going to be out of shape at 135. He doesn't look great at 130, so.
Look a little chubby at 130,
isn't
he?
Kind of a big jump, I think, 130 to 135.
But guys don't realize that, man.
Yeah.
I remember, listen, Barry, I thought that going from 139 pounds to 147 would be a breeze.
Yeah.
You should see me. I'm saying to myself, I'm tired of making the weight. My team saying to me, you know what? Maybe you shouldn't make this move. They were saying they were against it, but I was for it, so I did it.
Yeah,
and it was a big mistake.
Well, people have been talking about Inoue jumping up to fight Tank Davis, which is insanity.
At what, 135, 140?
Yeah,
let Tank Davis come down to 126.
Yeah, if he could do that, yeah, that would make more sense.
That would make.
I don't think he can get down there.
Is Inoue reach his peak as far as 122, 126 type of things? Sir?
Yeah, I think so. I think he can do well at 126, but I think he's probably peaked already.
Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll come back with Barry Unboxing right after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Okay, this is Puff Daddy. They call him P. Diddy, right? Devin Haney went to his pool parties. Now, those pool parties turned into gay orgies afterwards, so we're wondering if Devin Haney was involved in these gay orgies. Now, I'm not trying to say Devin's gay, and there's nothing wrong with being gay. I'm trying to say is that, Devin, did he do you? Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA, of course. Terrence Crawford, Omaha, Nebraska, 40-0, 31 KOs, former lightweight champion, former junior welterweight champion, now, of course, the welterweight champion at 147 pounds, taking on Israel Madrimov, 10-0 with one draw. Why do you give this guy a shot? He's only got 11 fights.
I think he's a think he's very heavy-handed, extremely athletic, and he's got the right mindset. He's going to give him a tough fight.
Okay. Crawford, this fighting every once every 4 years. First of all, Errol Spence. Should Errol Spence ever fight again?
Absolutely not.
Should he have fought after the car accident?
Probably not, to be honest with you. But, I mean, he did all right against, was it Garcia?
But had he been injured like that in a boxing match, you think they would have allowed him to box again after, you know?
I don't know. I mean, the injuries he got away with, I don't think he was even that severely injured, was he? Broken teeth?
No, he had a brain bleed. He had blood around both eyes, man. He had a big brain bleed in that one.
I didn't realize it was that much.
Oh, yeah. There was blood around both. 2 weeks later, it was blood around both corneas. So that tells me he had a brain bleed.
He's not the same guy. Yeah, yeah. I think even before the accident, he struggled like hell with Sean Porter.
And, you know, unlike me, he smokes too much weed. I think Earl just smokes too much weed. But Crawford, you think that's a possible upset there, huh?
There's a chance, yeah. I mean, you tend to think of Crawford as being unbeatable, but and stepping up another division.
Why don't you and I drive down to L.A. and watch that fight?
Yeah, it's a possibility. You want to do that? It's a possibility.
I'll get credentials and we'll go down and watch that fight.
Okay, that sounds
smoke
good.
A bunch of weed going down the road.
There you go.
And we'll have a good time. Anyway, I want to thank you so much for listening, man. I feel indebted each time you come in here. I really thank you for your time.
No problem.
Barry on boxing is great.
My pleasure.
In the other room, I've got the impeccable one. He's been kicking ass all day. And he helped me find my car keys. Let me tell you, I lost my keys coming in here. I couldn't find them. They dropped them on the floor. We were freaking out for the first hour. That's why the first hour was so good. I was stressed out. Outside of that, hour number two was okay. And the impeccable one's in the other room. Barry's here. I want to thank Larry Merchant. I want to thank Kenny Rainford, hour number one. Of course, I'm trying to get him knighted, trying to get Barry knighted as well. Until next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect. This is Ring Talk.